Despite a drop in income, personal consumption expenditures rose in May.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its personal income and expenditure data for May 2020, and it shows that despite a 4% drop in income, expenditures rose by 8%. And from where did we get the money to fund these extra expenditures? Of course, the old standby, we reduced our savings. But this time around, there were actually some money in the savings to spend. Due to the stay-at-home orders around the country and closure of most businesses, we were forced to save. This resulted in our saving levels to rise from $1.5 trillion to $6 trillion inside of 2 months, out of which we, of course, promptly took out $2 trillion for our splurge in May. And splurge we did. While we only increased our expenditures on services by 5%, we raised our level of shopping for durable goods by close to 30%. Expenditures on recreational vehicles and goods even exceeded their last year's level. We were a lot less generous when it came to non-durable goods, stuff that has a short life cycle like food or even clothing. This sector only saw an 8% increase in its expenditures in May, and that was heavily concentrated on food and beverages, raising their purchases well above their last year's level. We were a lot more stingy when it came to services. We raised our expenditures on services by only 5%, and most of it in healthcare, which we had been cutting dramatically in the previous 2 months. We increased our total expenditures in May by $893 billion, which is great. But before popping the cork on the champagne, we need to note that we did reduce our expenditures by a whopping $2,400 billion in the prior 2 months. Compared to last year, while personal income has increased by close to 5% as of May, salaries and wages dropped by 8% during the same period. But then where all these increases came from? Well, we all paid for it. And how did we pay for it? That was through a $1.3 trillion increase in unemployment compensation, plus another $750 billion in other forms of government assistance, some of which, like the $1,000 from the IRS, were one-time deals, and the $600 weekly extra benefit that many with unemployment compensation insurance receive will run out soon. So where are we going? While there are competing projections for the strength and consistency of the recovery, one thing which is for sure is that by the end of this, we will be saddled with enormous debts. According to the Department of Treasury, the national debt has already exceeded $26 trillion, some $3 trillion of it just over the last 3 months. And this story is not done yet, not by a long shot. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.